On this election day, we thought we'd take a moment to remember the campaign as drama, with characters that stand for something bigger than themselves, such as...
I was just your average hockey mom.
Sarah Palin, not just Alaska's governor, but a mom, and a very specific kind of mom, the kind she called a pit bull with lipstick. Palin's counterpart on the Democratic side also has an alter ego.
I commute 250 miles a day every day the Senate's in session, and I'm able to take Amtrak.
Amtrak Joe Biden, the commuter on the little federally subsidized engine that could. Now at the top of the Republican ticket was the campaign character with a stage name right out of the Old West.
Who was the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is the name.
The TV show from the 50s and 60s perhaps offered John McCain a character he could believe in. As the theme song says, luck is his companion, gambling is his game. As for Barack Obama, we couldn't quite settle on a character for him, the community organizer, or as the McCain camp liked to call him, the one. But there have been some other characters, voters who won walk-on parts in this presidential drama.
Joe Sixpack.
At first, Sarah Palin stuck with the old everyman classic, talking about Joe Sixpack. Then, enter stage right, Samuel Joe Wurzelbacher.
I'm getting ready to buy a company that makes $250,000 to $270,000 a year. Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
It took almost no time before Joe the Plumber was a recurring character in a presidential debate, a slogan at McCain campaign rallies, a surrogate for the Republicans.
I'm just glad I could be used to get some points across. You know, hopefully make some other Americans go out and really look into the issues and find out for themselves.
And if you think Joe's time in the spotlight ends today, don't be so sure. Last week came the news that Joe has signed with a PR and management company in Nashville. There's talk of corporate sponsorships, a book, and a country music record deal.
Take this job and shove it.